have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it in this Wednesday.
Yes.
The Lord expects you to work with what you
have.
Work with what you have. Mm-hmm. Don't, on this Wednesday morning, try to work with what you don't have. You'll be frustrated. You will all depress. Man, you got. Now, let me help you with a verse, Diane, to back up from Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, where we are, 10 through 12. Now, look at the supporting scripture in Mark 12. Go to Mark 12. And 42, 43, and 44. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant.
Yeah.
So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood."
She didn't worry about the other guys then putting in 1,000 or 2,000 in those days. She put in what she
had.
Out of what she had. That is what God expects we to do. Work with what you got. All of us got something to work with. Mm-hmm. You remember when Elijah went to this woman's house, and she says, "Oh," Elijah says to her, "Bake me a cake." Yeah, that's the one I want. Mm-hmm. Bake me a cake
first.
The woman says, "That's impossible. I can't bake you a cake because what I got is not enough. Mm-hmm. It is insufficient." Mm-hmm. Because I just add enough meal and oil to do one cake here for me and my son.
And then when we eat it, we're going to die.
Elijah says, "Okay, lady, you bake me a cake from that handful of meal. You go do that and make me the cake first." Wow. I thought about that, Diane. That's big.
Yeah.
Make me the cake what?
First.
Was Elijah selfish or what? He wasn't selfish. Who think, "Oh man, this guy's mean. He's selfish. He ain't have no compassion. Where is his heart of compassion? He should be giving this woman a more resource to get more meal," and then ask the woman. Instead, he says, "Aha. Out of what you got, I'd already got." That's where I want the cake. Because it's from what we got, the increase comes.
Yes.
That's what I want to bring.
Mm-hmm. It's from what we already have. The increase comes. From what we have to work with what is already in our hand.
That's what I want to talk about this morning.
The power of the seed.
Yes.
The power of the seed.
Yes.
If a man has a container of seed and he never plants it, he has nothing.
Nothing.
If a man has two containers of seed and he never plants it, he still has nothing.
Nothing.
If a man has 50 containers of seeds and he never plants it, he still has nothing. So it's not that we need more.
Yeah.
We got to do something with what we have.
And then the increase comes.
Yeah, even a handful of the seed sowed into the ground would bear a huge harvest. In comparison to doing nothing with 50 containers of seed.
Yeah. So watch this here. The lesson on this Wednesday, that the increase comes from what you got. Don't look for increase someplace else. What a word right now.
Yeah. Because God is transitioning us in this time from being receivers to being reapers.
Yes. You want to hear another one?
Mm-hmm.
That to you want to hear this one here? Mm-hmm. What about the woman who the debtor, she holds a lot, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Then they were coming to get her son, right? So she's in real problem mm-hmm. because she can't pay her debt. And then the man of God comes and says, hear the question, what do you what have in your house? Mm-hmm. Oh, the increase is coming mm-hmm. from what you have.
Already. In your house and in your hand. That's in 2 Kings chapter 4, starting at verse 1. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?
Yeah.
And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour in it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons shall live on the rest.
So the increase came from what she had already got. She got it. She got what to produce the income to pay off her debt and live happily thereafter. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Diane, this is so powerful. And make your day count, family. Tune in now. Mm-hmm. She has what she need in her house. Mm-hmm. And in her house is her possession. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what do you have in your possession? Mm-hmm.
And look at the way she viewed it. She said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. So she saw what she had as insufficient or minute.
Insignificant. Mm-hmm. Insignificant. Mm-hmm. So she has no desire to do nothing mm-hmm. with it because she doesn't have the strategy. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the what? Strategy.
And then when she went and she asked the neighbors for the empty vessels, they were things most likely that they were going to discard anyway.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say that she went back to them and she returned the vessels onto them.
No.
So just think about us. We have things that we use what's in it, right? And we discard the canister.
Yeah.
So these empty vessels were not of much significance to the other people. But when it was put with what she already had,
that's
she got the strategy.
Yeah, she had a strategy.
And they began to work together. Then they produced. When she had somewhere to put her harvest, because she had the oil, but she didn't have anywhere to put it. So she goes, she borrows the vessels, the containers. Then as she's pouring, that oil poured until the capacity to hold it ceased. So we need to work on increasing our capacity in order to reap what God has in store for us in this season. We have to increase our capacity because she was able to reap at the capacity that she had. Every vessel that she had was filled with the oil. When the oil ceased was when the capacity was complete.
Exactly. So here. Every goal. A goal is the end. Like soccer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or football. You got to move the goal is what? Take that ball into the end zone. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. So you have to move the ball all the way down mm-hmm. until you get it where? In the end zone. Now, for each team, they have a what? Strategy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to get it there. You go.
And it's written down.
Yes.
It's written down. I know we don't like to hear it, but it's written down. We don't like. We don't want to write it down. We just want to have it in the back of our mind somewhere.
No.
But it's written down. Every good coach, he has the dry erase board right there, and he's showing them, look, this is the play. The same one that we studied.
Yeah.
The same one that's written down in the playbook. We're moving. You're shifting here. You're shifting here because it's all about positioning.
To get to the goal, the end goal.
Yeah, it's complete. Not this best friend kick the ball to this best friend.
No.
That team is going to lose.
Yeah.
The team that is going to win
Come
is
on,
the one who does the strategy.
Yeah.
They're kicking the ball. They're throwing the ball to a certain destination on the field or on the court. It is expected that another player is going to be in position to receive it. So it's that they're not throwing or kicking to a person.
Right.
They're that where the person currently is.
Yeah.
They're throwing and kicking to the place where that person is supposed to be. through the carrying out of that play.
Yeah.
I remember when my daughter was little, she played PAL basketball, and Coach Cottrell, if they tried to dribble that ball down the court, he said, what are you doing? He would pick up the ball, he would throw it down the court, and he said, see how fast it got down?
That's the
strategy. Pass the ball.
That's the strategy. Hey, notice here, guy. Notice. That's why Christianity is so powerful. Our faith in the Lord God is so powerful. It's not blind faith. We don't have blind faith, my friend. God give every one of us a strategy to complete any assignment that he give to us.
Right.
God give every one of us a strategy to complete any assignment. Any assignment. You are not a loser with God. You are a winner.
You
got to follow it.
And don't be discouraged by hard work. Hard work is helping you. Hard work is developing you.
Yeah.
Hard work is showing you what the resistance is, what the opposition is, and it's giving you the motivation to find the solution to overcome.
Yeah.
God is calling us, beloved children of God. God is calling us in this time to eliminate the middleman.
Yeah.
Every corrupt middleman that has taken the profit and causing the problems, God is calling you to eliminate them, to arise over them, to be above only and never beneath. But you can't excel past the middleman if you don't learn how to work hard and problem solve.
Yeah.
So problems that arise, they are not for your defeat. They are for your betterment and your growth and your increase and your elevation.
I tell you, so when Elijah came unto this woman, she didn't have a strategy. She didn't have a goal.
She had fear.
She had fear. Fear was killing her. That's it.
That's it. She had fear and loss, and suffering. My husband's dead.
Yeah. All negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the debtor is coming.
For my son.
Yeah, to put him away in prison. Oh, what am I going to do? You're the man of God. What do you have in your house?
Mm-hmm.
You got what can take you out of this misery. And when she discovered what she got and the strategy to do it, we'll talk about that tomorrow. See how time is going.
We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church specifically on November 30th. So mark your calendar for Tuesday night, November 30th. So maybe if you haven't been able to visit on a Sunday because you're home church, we want you to come to be in the house on Tuesday, November 30th at 7 p.m. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. This is Morning Breath. It's Wednesday, November 24th. Beautiful day. Great day to be alive in Jesus. And Morning Breath is a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. What we do